Right now, let's get to my guest, Rebecca Dolan. Before joining the Kiplinger team as online community editor in 2013, she was associate travel editor at the Huffington Post, where she also handled their travel section, social media. It goes on and on. At Northwestern University School, she covered lifestyle at Jacksonville Magazine in Jacksonville. In other words, folks, she knows what she's talking about. And she's talking today about there are different ways, 22 ways that you can splurge, if you can believe that, and still come out on top. What have you been smoking, Rebecca?
And nothing but holiday cheer.
Holiday cheer. Well, share with us because
high on the holidays.
High on the. I like that.
You can steal it.
Okay, I'm going to steal that. And if you're high on the holidays, one way to get there is by saving money, but still buying what you want or having fun in terms of shopping, right?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I'm glad you mentioned shopping because one of my favorite of the 22 ways to earn extra cash is being a mystery shopper, yeah. Because you're going to be out shopping anyway, so why not kill two birds with one stone? There are organizations that will pay you up to $20 per shopping experience to shop at a store and give, you know, really detailed feedback. The MSPA North America is a good place to look for opportunities there. And something that's great about the mystery shopper is you can actually do it all year. It's just a good thing to start with now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, now is that your first of? I ask you. I said I can't go through 22 probably, but let's get to
right.
The top five.
The rest of the top five I really like because you can also carry these out throughout the year, like this one. Another one is to be a tour guide. This is a really good fit for someone who loves their hometown. Maybe likes to talk a lot. and this is, you know, this is a busy time of year for travelers. So there are going to be people who are looking to dive into the cities that they're visiting. And you can list a tour that you've created on a site like viable.com. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to bring in anywhere between $25 and $200 per person, depending on the tour that you're offering.
You mean put together your own tour and then advertise it? And wow, that's a great idea.
Exactly. It's like Craigslist for tour guides.
That works. And it works.
Yeah, and you know, and it's really, you can get really niche with it, and you're bound to have someone else who has maybe a quirky interest like you do. So it's really, again, mutually beneficial for everybody.
Sure, sure. So partner up with somebody, handle the crowds. Are there any limits on how many people you should take before you say, okay, that's enough, or as many as want to sign up to come see your city?
Aware of. I mean, that seems more like a personal preference kind of thing. You know, if you like leading a large crowd, get your big flag and hold it in the air and people can follow you around.
Are people actually doing that?
Yeah. One of the ones that I saw that was really interesting that I would have wanted to do was a member of the White House Press Corps, I believe, leading tours of D.C.,
yeah.
Which is a really interesting entree into the city from a perspective that you wouldn't necessarily get otherwise. Well, I would totally do that.
We're talking with Rebecca Dolan, who knows what she's talking about, Kiplinger online editor. But do you need a permit, or does the city have to give you some kind of pass to let you do it, or can anyone just put together a tour and invite people to join?
It is my understanding that you just put together a tour and invite other people to join.
Okay.
The one thing is at least with viable.com that I mentioned, the site takes a 15% cut of the profit that you make. So there is a little bit of the middleman payment there.
Okay. You got one more quick one before we hit the break?
Yeah, sure. Speaking of breaks, drive Uber or Lyft. It's really hot these days, and now would be a really good time to give it a try if you've ever thought about it. You know, think about all those people who need a ride home from their holiday parties.
Right, all right. So
and you could get up to $35 an hour.
So act like you're Uber or whatever the hell the name is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do that legally?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a background check process. You have to go through certain hoops with the company, but it's...
Right. Okay. Rebecca Dolan, that's my guest, folks. We're giving you some tips on how to enjoy the holiday season and make some money in the process. When we come back, she'll give you some more tips that I think might be helpful to you. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, here on the Radio American Network. Happy holidays. My guest is Rebecca Dolan with Kiplinger. She's the online editor. We're talking about some ways that you can make this a more enjoyable, save some money, make some money. Those three things so far, good. What else have you got?
You could also save money by not making mistakes while you're shopping. That's definitely, going to keep some money in your wallet.
Okay. What do you mean by not making mistakes? What do you mean?
Well, for instance, let's say you're going out, you're not comparing prices between stores. There are plenty of sales around the holidays, but not every deal is actually a bargain. So there are websites out there like PriceGrabber.com or the browser add-on PriceBlink, like you blink your eyes, to find the lowest items on your gift list before you even have to go out and go from store to store.
Okay, so get yourself prepared before you go out and find out who's offering the best price.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to sort of piggyback on that one, you could be shopping at the wrong store, so it really pays to take the time to shop around. You know, for example, you'll get the best deal on greeting cards and paper products for your holiday table and gift wrap at the dollar store. When it comes to, you know, milk for all your holiday recipes, you'll actually get that cheaper at the supermarket than at a warehouse club like Costco or BJ's. And it's the higher-end grocers like your Whole Foods and your Trader Joe's that are going to have the lowest prices on specialty milks and non-dairy milks.
So, Rebecca, where do I go to find – where is that all of that congregating? Where do I go? If I'm sitting at home, I've got my computer, I hear you, and I want to do this. What's my first stop?
If you're sitting at home, the first thing you do is you go to Kiplinger.com, and you either search Best Buys or Worst Buys, and you will get a plethora of recommendations for what to buy at different stores, from Whole Foods to Aldi to Trader Joe's. Even Amazon, if you're shopping online, we have a wealth of information for you.
You sneaked that right in on me, didn't you? I said myself. Okay.
We have a great resource. Okay. I want everybody out there to just benefit from our money-saving knowledge.
You also sent me a note saying selling unwanted items can earn you extra cash. What are you talking about? Stuff I got around the house?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to clean. You got guests coming over for holidays. You got a big pile of old cell phones gathering dust, or maybe they're damaged. You can sell smartphones, tablets, digital cameras, game consoles. The list goes on and on and on sites like Gazelle.com, GameStop.com, and NextWorth.com. They'll all pay cash, or you can do PayPal, check. There are plenty of ways to get that cash in your pocket.
Okay. You said my own credit card can be an untapped source of cash. How is that possible?
Yeah, so here's a fun fact. The average household has about $205 worth of credit card perks that they don't redeem every year. And you really want to redeem them before there's the possibility of your card changing the rules and you actually lose some of your benefits. So if you can't convert your points to cash, swap them in for an all-purpose credit card, like an Amex gift card if you have an American Express, or you may even get more bang for your buck if you convert your points to a retailer-specific card, like an Amazon card or a Walmart card. Or something like that.
You know what I'm getting from you is that there are all kind of things sitting right at our fingertips, but we're just too either we just don't know about them, or we're too lazy to actually find out. But there's a lot of ways you can save money simply by just doing things yourself right from your own home, right?
Exactly.
Well, I like the last one, at least this is the one I have, is adjusting your tax withholdings helps you claim.
Oh, yeah, so that's a Kiplinger favorite.
Okay. And that's on the website as far as well you tell us how that works, right?
Absolutely. Basically, you just get a new W-4 form from your employer and to claim extra allowances, and your take-home pay should rise on your next payday with your next paycheck. But you can go to Kiplinger.com. Search adjust your withholding, and you will get plenty of information.
Okay, folks, I want you to know this. Let's talk finally about the Kiplinger and the NAPFA, which is the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. You're hosting. You have a web chat coming up on Thursday, December 10th. Tell me about that real quick, would you?
Yes, it is a live Q&A about maximizing your money, and personal finance experts from NAPFA will be on hand all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time to answer any of your personal finance and money questions.
And where do I go for that?
You come to www.kiplinger.com.
Okay. Folks, this is for you. Listen, use these tips. She's taking the time to be with you. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking time to join us and for giving us happy holidays to you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure having you on. All right, folks, listen, I can only tell you about it. You have to act out. Coming up next, you want to save money? You want to be in that first-class seat when you climb on that jet? My next guest says it is possible. Stay with us.